We're doing the Doshet HaRamban, Torah Hashem Tmimam, and the Ramban is continuing page Mem Aleph in the Beit HaYayin edition. What page is it there in the Masada of Kuk edition? Kuf Mem Zayin in the Masada of Kuk edition. Umikol makom ba'oto zman she Moshe Rabbeinu lo haya shum rasha ve'epikuros ba'olam kofer ba'elu. In the days of Moshe, no one denied the concept of prophecy. It was in doubt among the nations. No one denied it, but it was in doubt. But some thought that the sun created the world, the way I explained earlier. So that was the issue. But not in Avram's seed. That's what Moshe was saying to God. They won't believe me, they won't listen to me. Their claim is going to be, God did not appear to you. It's not that they'll deny the concept of prophecy, but they'll say, who said God ever appeared to you? But once the great miracles, the lasting miracles came and through him, then his prophecy was also validated. It says over there, after the 10 plagues, after the division of the sea, after the Egyptians have been sunk, okay, they've had a whole year witnessing how God controls nature, and then they believed in Hashem and that Moshe was a servant and his prophecy was in the name of Hashem. Even though later on Hashem says, they will believe in you for eternity. So it seems to indicate that they didn't really believe Moshe after the splitting of the sea. Amar Rabbi Avraham, the Ibn Ezra explains over there, Ke'akatuv amar v'yamin ha'am v'lo kolam. All the commentaries are troubled. It says, when Moshe shows up in Egypt, it says v'yamin ha'am, the nation believed. When he does the splitting of the sea, it says v'yaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe. And then finally at Sinai, it says v'gam chay aminu l'olam. So why do you have three times that the nation believes? Do they or don't they believe? Didn't they already believe in the very beginning? So the Ibn Ezra explains that the first time it says the nation believed, but not all of the nation believed. V'chen v'yal Yisrael, and so too when Israel saw God's great hand at the sea, v'lo kol Yisrael, it doesn't say everyone saw it, it doesn't say everyone accepted Moshe was legit. But at Sinai, then all doubt was removed from everyone. That's what the verse says. Today we've witnessed that Hashem speaks to a human being and he can live. And Nachmanides says, I don't agree with the Ibn Ezra. Very often, the Ramban, as much as he honors Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, he disagrees with him. He says, I'm going to have a concealed love and an open conflict with Ibn Ezra, he says in his introduction. So this is par for the course. He says, I don't agree with his interpretation. Shafkan katub babu ishma'am bedabrimach, because it doesn't say kol ha'am over here either. Over here it says, God says, I want the nation to hear you, v'lomar kol ha'am. It doesn't say, I want all the nation to hear me talking to you. Uldato, and according to the Ibn Ezra's opinion, the Pasuk should have explicitly said so. And furthermore, the splitting of the sea was witnessed by everyone. So then why shouldn't everyone believe just like some of them believed? If everyone witnessed it, why did only some of them walk away believing? So the Ramban doesn't like the Ibn Ezra's pshat. So now he has to give a different pshat. Why there are three terms for belief? When Moshe first shows up to the scene, and then after the splitting of the scene, finally at Sinai. So that we'll see Bezrat Hashem next week.